Chapter 23. Sajan Island, Albania. Under the light of a half-moon, they began slogging their way up the hill road. Though the crest was only a crow's flight mile away and a few hundred feet higher than the barracks, the road's serpentine path doubled the actual distance. Finally, they reached the last bend in the road. Once around it, they spotted the crest of the hill. Sam gestured for Remy to wait, then ducked off the road and picked his way through the scrub brush until he could see over the crest. He gave her an all-clear wave, and she joined him. She said, "The Promised Land." "A promised land that's seen much better days," Sam replied. Though before leaving for the peninsula they'd studied the structure on Google Earth, the overhead view had shown the church as merely an unremarkable cross-shaped building. Now, up close, they could see a conical belfry, tall boarded-up windows, and a once-red-tiled roof bleached pink from centuries of sunlight. They found the main double doors locked, so they circled the church. On the north side, they found two items of interest: a waist-high ragged hole in the brick wall, and an unrestricted view of the northern half of Sajan, including the park ranger's station half a mile below, situated on a man-made breakwater cove illuminated by pole-mounted lights. Sam and Remy counted three boats and three buildings. Remy said, "Let's find Bishop Mala and get out of here."